tallying up the losses from Hurricane Ian has only just begun.
Our roof is in the back of the house.
For these retirees, seeing the damage to their homes and neighborhood was overwhelming.
There's no words for it. It's like, holy cow, what a mess.
The southwest coast of Florida took the brunt of wind and storm surge. But the impact of the heavy rainfall was felt further inland and up the United States' eastern coast. Experts say wetter storms is one impact of climate change.
The majority of the cost, as well as the lives lost as a result of hurricanes and tropical cyclones, comes from flooding. It comes from storm surge. It comes from the rainfall.
One of the costliest storms in U.S. history, Superstorm Sandy, wasn't even a hurricane by the time it got here in New York. And yet here's where it did the most damage. $82 billion in flooding and infrastructure costs. Some early estimates for Hurricane Ian are approaching that.
More than 40,000 utility workers were dispatched to Florida alone to help restore power. Water mains and roads have also suffered extensive damage, not to mention bridges. The governor said 800 of them were in need of assessment. President Biden declared a disaster in Florida, paving the way for federal assistance for infrastructure as well as individuals.
It means the federal government will provide individual assistance of $37,900 for home repairs, another $37,900 for lost property, for everything from an automobile to a lost wedding ring.
With several healthcare facilities damaged and forced to evacuate, health impacts and related costs will take years to fully understand.
And it's gone in a flash.
While the human costs remain incalculable. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.